The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A little bit about the station of Imam al-Ridha with God. The station of this Imam that we're celebrating. Before we get to our actual lecture. So the station of our Imam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great that if you have the tawfiq of making ziyarah of Imam al-Ridha, it has the reward of 100,000 shaheed, 100,000 siddiq, 100,000 people who made hajj and umrah, 100,000 mujahid. The thawab of visiting Imam al-Ridha in the ahadith is greater than the thawab you get for visiting Abba Abdullah al-Hussein. If you visit the Imam, there are three places that our Imam will come to your rescue. If Allah gives you the tawfiq, you can visit the Imam. Three places the Imam has promised to come to your rescue. One of the places that the Imam will come to your rescue is at the time when people are being handed that book of their deeds. It's either on your right hand or on your left hand. At that time, the Imam will come to your rescue. Where else? The Imam will come to your rescue at the mizan, at the scale. When you need all the help you can get, the Imam will come to your rescue. Where else? At the sirat. So brothers and sisters, we don't want to take lightly this blessing, this tawfiq that we have to be able to commemorate him, to remember him, to remember his fadail, to remember his contributions. Although what I want to talk about today is going to be what we can do for him. That's going to be the focus today. But before that, one more way of us understanding the greatness of this Imam. One more way. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you a story. It's for us to appreciate not just the greatness of the Imam, or maybe in this way, to appreciate the greatness of the Imam by understanding even a visitor of the Imam, even someone who believes in the Imam, also has an elevated station with God. When you hear the status of the mu'min for who believes in Imam Ridha, then we can understand a little bit more how great the reward of the Imam is and how high his status is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the companions of Imam Ridha tells a story. He says that there was a large gathering and we were sitting there. Many people, very good gathering. Everyone asking the Imam questions, the Imam answering questions, everyone benefiting. He said, and then something happened. An impressive man, a tall man, joined our gathering. When he joined our gathering, after passing salams to the Imam, then he made a request. He told the Imam, he said that I went for ziyara to Mecca, right? Alhamdulillah, completed my ziyara. But now I've realized that I don't have the funds to return home. I'm here now, but I've lost all my money. He said, but what I would like from you is just the amount of money so that I can return home. And then when I'm home, alhamdulillah, I don't have any financial issues. I will give the money that you, Imam al-Ridha, have given to me for me to go home. I will give that money as sadaqah on your behalf. He's just stuck. He's a dignified man. But I'm stuck now. And now I'm asking for help. The Imam very politely told the man, please sit. He said, sit. May Allah have mercy on you. Then the imam turned his attention back to the crowd and began talking and explaining, right? The man sitting there. The session ended. The majlis ended. The gathering ended. And at this time, everybody left. The person who's telling the story is saying, everybody left, and there was just three of us left and that guy. Three of us are left and the guy. He said, when everybody had left the majlis, then the imam got up and he went to another room. And then the imam, after he was there for a moment, he came back, he opened the door, but all we could see was the wrist of the imam from behind the door. He was holding something. The imam is addressing that individual now. And he says that this is 200 dinars, much more than the man wanted, much more than the man needed. 200 dinars, gold dinars. He said, take this, but I don't want you to have to feel you have to give it back or give it in sadaqah on my behalf. Take it as tabarruk. This is for you. You use this. But then the imam told the man to go ahead and head off. And the companions noticed the imam never came from behind the door. So he just handed the money to the man. Bismillah, the guy leaves. We, the companions, one of us asked a question. He said that, why didn't you come from behind the door? You could have told him, you know, ziyara maqbula, inshallah, safe travels. You could have said something. Why didn't you come from behind the door? Why did you give the money in that way? The imam said, I didn't want to make eye contact with him and then him feel embarrassed. The mu'min has so much honor in Allah's eyes. Even for something, I'm asking my imam for money. But he said, maybe you would feel a little, you're a dignified person. Maybe you'd feel a little embarrassed that I'm asking, and then I have to look the imam in the eyes and say thank you. The imam said, even that extent. So now, brothers and sisters, imagine a world where you and I think in this way about one another. That there's one time when I look arrogantly, another time when I look, each and every mu'min or mu'mina has this kind of a station with God. How much respect is there for everybody else? We're getting to understand the greatness of the imam, but how different would the world be if we dealt with one another like that? One story from the life of Imam Khomeini. So Imam Khomeini, when he was younger, went with some ulama to Mashhad. When he went to Mashhad, then in Mashhad, these ulama, they had rented a house. They were there for ziyarah. And they noticed something that was a little bit strange. When they would go for ziyarah, Imam Khomeini would accompany them. But then Imam Khomeini would end his ziyarah and quickly go back to the house. And he would get tea ready. He would sweep the porch. He would get things ready for everybody else. And one of the ulama noticed this. And he protested. And he told Imam Khomeini, he said, what a waste. We're over here in Mashhad. You could be making dua, ziyarah, and now you're making this brief little dua, quick ziyarah, and then you go home, and you're doing these things, you're taking care of the tea. And Imam Khomeini said, I don't consider the thawab of doing this to be less than the thawab of ziyarah. Imagine a world like that, where I think of everybody else as someone who's a mu'min and who believes in Imam al-Rida. How differently would we treat each other? So that's just a little bit about the greatness of the imam. But as I said, brothers and sisters, today our focus will be, what can we do for the imam? How can we help? How can we assist?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.